Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating life's crazy rollercoaster. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, today's topic hits home, especially if you've ever felt like a human punching bag in your relationships. Ever get that feeling where someone just keeps draining your energy, leaving you feeling depleted and resentful? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You deserve better. It's time to talk about creating healthy boundaries in relationships, not for being selfish or distant, but for protecting your emotional well-being, building stronger connections, and living a more authentically happy life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries sounds kinda intimidating. But trust me, setting boundaries is like wearing a super cool metaphorical suit of armor that protects your heart without shutting people out completely. It's about knowing your limits, communicating them clearly, and respecting those limits yourself. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build those emotional fortresses. First up, recognize your needs. You are not obligated to please everyone or constantly be available. Take a moment to reflect on what truly matters to you, your values, your passions, your self-care rituals. Figure out what drains your energy and what fills your cup. When you understand your needs, you can start setting boundaries that honor them. Next, practice assertive communication. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding, but rather expressing your needs and feelings directly and respectfully. Use a statement to own your experience, like "I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments." Avoid blaming language that puts others on the defensive. Now, here's a game changer. Learn to say no. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or leave you feeling drained. You don't need to justify yourself or apologize for protecting your time and energy. Saying no is an act of self-respect, plain and simple. Remember, boundaries are a two-way street. It's not just about protecting yourself, it's also about respecting the needs of others. Listen actively, be empathetic, and try to find win-win solutions whenever possible. Healthy relationships thrive on mutual understanding and respect. Finally, be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time and practice to establish clear expectations and communicate them effectively. Don't get discouraged if you slip up, just keep refining your approach and reminding yourself of why these boundaries are important. Think about that friend who always calls last minute, expecting you to drop everything. Or the family member who constantly criticizes your choices. You know those situations I'm talking about, they drain you, right? That's where healthy boundaries come in. Imagine this. You get a call from that friend right before you were planning on starting a relaxing bath. Instead of dropping what you're doing, you calmly say, "Hey, I love catching up with you, but I'm already settled in for some much-needed downtime. Can we chat later tonight?" Boom. You protected your time and set a clear expectation. That's the power of boundaries. They allow you to show up as your best self in all your relationships. So, remember, friends, creating healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out or becoming distant. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up authentically and fully present in your relationships. Start by identifying your needs, communicating them clearly, practicing saying no, and being consistent with your boundaries. You've got this. Want to take action right now? Think about one relationship where setting a boundary would make a difference. Jot down what you need to say and how you want to express it. Take a deep breath and remember, you deserve to feel empowered and respected in all your connections. Stay calm, stay strong, and keep on crushing those boundaries. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.